Good morning. So when do we get a chance to go ahead and correct the Musar, or have a right to hate the person who keeps doing Averus in the process? Says the Chafetz Chaim in today's section, if you see a person who really doesn't appreciate any feedback, where we say, don't give him Musar, Shlomo HaMelech writes, that you shouldn't give Musar to a person who's such a late, a person who's so... he's such a clown, and he's going to hate you, saying, you know, your words aren't going to be accepted. So, and by the way, those people are going to constantly do their averus again and again. So by going over and telling him what's going on, you're going to go and bring him to bigger avera. In such a situation, says the Chafetz Chaim, Alkein tov lehem she'agidu ledayanei ha'ir, kedei she'em yiasru, because it's better to go to the people who run the city, so that they would stop him, and they should get him to stop the Avera. And by the way, that's the same thing when you're dealing with the relatives of the person who sins. If their words would be accepted, then go talk to them. But if not, all you're doing is putting them in pain. You know, I know people go over and say, what about your son? What about your daughter? Why don't you talk to them? The son is 35 years old, and rubbing it into the parents is probably causing them more pain than you realize. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim adds, he says, you better make sure that your intention is l'shem shamayim, not because you hate him for something else. If you want to get him in trouble, get him in trouble for something that's legitimate. If you have a previous beef with him, don't be the one to go running to the judges. And the judges should also make sure to have a certain degree of tznius in giving him the degree of punishment. Not to do it to embarrass him in public, because that's what the pasuk says. Give him the musar, but don't carry the avera forward. And that's all assuming that there were two witnesses, says the Chafetz Chaim. Not if you were the only guy who saw, because we don't rely on that. We don't rely on a single witness. And Chazal say that there are three people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. One of them is the person who sees a dvar erva, a private lapse in issues concerning erva, concerning things that are usually done in private, right? And if you come and testify by yourself, there's nothing we could do. However, if the person is going to go along and testify, if you're going to go ahead and offer this information as though you had two witnesses, you could understand to speak to his boss, to speak to his master in such a situation, then you can go ahead and do so, because maybe the master, the Rebbe, the Rav, will be able to get him to change his mind. But you can't go ahead and speak, he can't even go speak to other people about it. It's no better than his seeing it by himself. So again, when we're dealing with giving Musar, a person, says the Chafetz Chaim, has to be really careful as to how you're going to reveal this information and to whom are you going to reveal the information. And he goes one step further, but nearly owed. When a person, he says one more thing, when we're dealing with a person whom you're allowed to go ahead because he keeps repeating his Avera, right? And even if his Rebbe is not so quiet and he's going to tell the masses, right? Because that's his style. And unfortunately, that doesn't work so well. But sometimes teachers think, if I talk out the issue out loud in public, sometimes maybe that'll get the person to change his ways. But by telling it to the Rebbe who's going to reveal it in public, the person who did the Avera is going to... he's going to give up his sinful ways. Maybe it's mutter to say it over there. Why is that? Because I'm offering the information to the Rebbe to get the Rebbe to get him to stop. But he says, I'm not so sure about that. It's not so clear. He says, it brings us back, even if they're to the central issue, that even if you have two witnesses who saw the person do the Avera, and the person is going to go ahead, and he's going to do the Avera again and again, still, you can only reveal it to the Dayan Ya'ir, not to offer it out there in public. Even if it was a Rebbe, you would be allowed to tell the Rebbe. And you should only do it once, right? Because we see that, what? You only saw him do the Avera once. Maybe he did his Yetzirah and he did his Tshuva. So be careful. So in the end of the day, in summary of the Chafetz Chaim's words for the day, the Chafetz Chaim wants us to understand that even if you're dealing with a person who's a a regular sinner, and he doesn't usually care. You can go ahead and tell the Dayana Yair, but don't reveal it in public. You can go to the person's Rebbe, and even if the Rebbe is going to be somebody who's going to reveal it, that's not for you to do. But be of pure mind and pure heart, so that this way, when we're done with the process, you can make sure that you haven't taken the person out of the realm of Amisecha. He may come back, and it may be something that will be beneficial, not only to you and me, but to Am Yisrael as a whole. Have a great day.